9 Marshall Terry, 90.7 WFAE News. More than 150 people attended a hearing in Hickory last night to voice their thoughts on the 30 million tons of coal ash stored at Duke Energy's Marshall Steam Station on Lake Norman. It was the last of 14 hearings this month as state environmental regulators consider how and when Duke will have to clean up coal ash stored at its current and former coal-fired plants. Marshall is the largest coal ash storage site in the state, and most of the speakers last night wanted regulators to rate it high risk instead of the proposed low to intermediate classification. Cliff Moon of Catawba County worried regulators are relying too heavily on data provided by Duke Energy itself.
We're trusting Duke Power to give us the data that is going to determine whether this goes to high or low or intermediate. If that is so, if I've got that right, that's kind of like trusting those folks from the government in Flint, Michigan.
A Duke representative was the only speaker at last night's meeting who didn't call for the ash to be removed, saying the utility is beginning to close its coal ash basins, focusing on safety, the environment, and managing costs. The State Department of Environmental Quality has issued draft classifications for the coal ash sites, which determine whether Duke must move the ash to new lined landfills or whether it can leave the ash where it is. Final classifications are expected in late May.